This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Nick Robbins and Amy Willenbrock, talking about the White Mountain Waldorf School. For more information anytime, you can go to whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's whitemountainwaldorf.org. Or you could call 603-447-3168. Nick and Amy, thank you both for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here, Tony. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So we have early childhood mini mornings. This is something that happens Thursday starting at 9, and that will be Thursday next week. And then there's also going to be a Thursday at the end of March as well, March 28th. Tell us about what this mini morning is.
I'm really excited about it. What I teach at the White Mountain Waldorf School is a parent-child class. So we usually have a bunch of toddler age or, you know, walking, a couple crawlers, and then up to about the age of 4. Anybody can come in and come see what our classes are like. So this is me teaching and facilitating a bunch of parents and toddlers and kids. For this hour and a half, I'm kind of going to give you a snapshot of the rhythm and why we do what we do and what it feels like and what it looks like. I'll make sure everybody has a good snack. We'll play. We'll probably get ourselves outside in the sunshine, hopefully. Just a lot of songs, story time, and also being in the Waldorf classroom and feeling what that's like. So if you're curious about it, it's just a really great time to come in for free, ask me all those questions about what is this whole Waldorf thing, and let your kids play with other kids.
And if you want to reserve a slot on that, you can email office@whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's office@whitemountainwaldorf.org. Amy, you normally run the programs that you're kind of showcasing with this. Mm-hmm. What got you into teaching?
I had some really wonderful teachers when I was a little girl. And I just remember going outside with a lot of them and hearing wonderful storytelling from a lot of them. And when I finally got back into the classroom as an adult, I was in the public education system, and then went to this Waldorf classroom and realized that that was exactly the kind of teacher I was going to be. And it's just been a way to approach teaching children from a very holistic perspective, making sure they get outside, making sure they get all their needs fulfilled.
I'm trying to remember when I feel like I attended one of these mornings with our eldest.
Yeah.
Before she did early childhood. I think she was like 1.5. How, mm-hmm. What's the age range for this program?
For the mini mornings, it's anywhere from 1.5, one. You know, you could bring your babies too, and we could talk about what it would be like to have an infant class. But our classrooms usually start at 2 and go up to 4, 5, and 6 in the early childhood education.
So these are sort of like an open house, but you'd experience the Waldorf
exactly.
Morning.
Yep.
Right. As I remember when our kids were young, it's hard to find things to do with them in the area during the working day, you know, and when they're actually too young to go to daycare. Now, is there the morning garden running as well?
Yes, I teach twice a week. There's a parent-child, we call it morning guarding, and you can sign up for that or you can drop into that. It's usually 9 to 11. Mondays and Fridays, and I am just giving the rhythm of the day, letting kids play, and then facilitating anything that comes up, and then we have a snack, and usually do a circle with everybody, so we learn some new songs and move around and play some games, and then
awesome.
We usually get on outside and make sure everybody gets a walk in and get some sunshine. And
so again, that's at the White Mountain Waldorf School. They're going to have a mini morning demo that's going to be Thursday next week. 9 a.m. is the start of that, and then there's also another one Thursday, March 28th, and that's also going to be at 9 a.m. You can find more information or reserve a spot by emailing office@whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's office@whitemountainwaldorf.org. You can also go to whitemountainwaldorf.org for more information or call 603-447-3168. I want to get into the Winter Carnival and Open House.
All right. Yeah.
This is happening Saturday next week, 10 till 1.
You got it. Yeah, it's going to be right at our school's campus, which is up the road from the new Coleman rental in Albany, just over the Conway Albany town line, and it's gorgeous up there this time of year. We have trails that meander through the woods. We're going to be, it's going to be an open house for the school. So if you're interested in what the school is like, if you've never been up to see the campus, we encourage you to come on by. And also an opportunity to meet the faculty and some of the families that have children, the program. There's going to be a scavenger hunt, puppet show. Puppet shows are really big in Waldorf. Way of telling stories And if you haven't seen a Waldorf puppet show, this would be a great opportunity to do that. It's going to be a campfire outside, some chili, 302 Smokehouse is going to be providing goodies. It's going to be a great time.
I'm going to walk you back to the puppet show for just a brief second. Is this going to be an original puppet show? Is it going to be something that a story that people might be familiar with already?
Amy, you want to touch on that? Waldorf puppet shows.
Right. So typically Waldorf puppet shows are not always books that you've read or stories that you know from media. They're usually kind of harkening back to fairy tales and Grimm stories and folklore and other lovely storytelling genre. Last year it was about a little duck who had gone off into the woods, found some friends, and we were all sitting in the woods too. So it was a really nice experience, and everybody was enraptured while this whole thing played out. So,
a visual storybook.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you have a puppet show booth that this is performed in?
It's typically with a set that the teachers have made and are sort of standing over with the marionettes. So it's a very enchanting, magical experience. Tony, you should come.
Is that that's got to take a lot of skill to do the marionettes.
Yeah, well, I mean, becoming a Waldorf teacher takes years of training, and it's a real art and skill, absolutely.
Half of that training is marionette puppeting.
Yeah. Only in the early childhood.
Maybe not half.
Only for the littlest.
Okay.
Yeah.
But really, you know, Waldorf education is such a great way to educate the whole child, mind, body, spirit, and it's such a unique thing to have in the area. So this would be a great opportunity for a family to come by and see the school and meet folks and just get a sense of what it's all about.
All right, so that's the Winter Carnival and Open House. It's happening March 2nd, 10 to 1. And their open house is going to be for early childhood through the grades. Plus, they're going to have the awesome puppet show to check out. And for more information on that, anytime, go to whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's whitemountainwaldorf.org. You can also call 603-447-3168. There's also the early childhood mini mornings Thursday next week, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then Thursday, March 28th, 9 o'clock in the morning. Nick and Amy, any final thoughts before we go?
Well, I mean, sort of, I just want to jump in. I mean, one of the great ways to see the school, I was actually chatting with somebody at the bank yesterday about it, is doing one of our walk through the grades, which is literally like a tour of the school where you see the classes in session. And those are every Tuesday morning at 8 in the morning. You walk through with one of our administrators or even a faculty member. And really what it allows, you know, Waldorf education is a tough thing to sort of summarize. But when you see it in action and you see the kids learning by doing and by experiencing and really interacting with the subject material, it's remarkable. So I would encourage you, if you have any interest in a different way of educating your children, come to one of the Walk Through the Grades on Tuesday mornings at 8.
So that's whitemountainwaldorf.org for more information, or call 603-447-3168. You could stop by Tuesday morning at 8 for the walk through the grades. There's also the Winter Carnival and Open House, March 2nd, 10 till 1, and the Early Childhood Mini Mornings. That's going to be February 28th, 9 o'clock in the morning, and Thursday, March 28th, 9 o'clock in the morning. Nick and Amy, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. This is great.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leonie McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.